Okay, so first of all, welcome back, everybody. I hope you had a pleasant Sukkot, and we're ready to resume learning, I guess, the next big yontif, Pesach. So we're learning Parak Kol Shoah, and these are sheer, you know, the category of sheer klali, general topics. But I'd like to begin today, last couple of shiur, we had some general introduction about the where chametz fits in connection with other Isurei, you know, Isurei Achila and Isurei Hanah. We talked to the Rambam and others. But the opening phrase of the first mission, the parak on Chof Aleph Med Aleph, says Kol Shor Shemuto Lechol Machil Behema Lechaya Vela Ofos. That as long as it's permissible to eat chametz, as long as it's mutar eat chametz, meaning before the zman of this chametz arrives, it's permissible to feed chametz to your behemoths, to your chayas, to your ofos, and so on. So the problem that Rashi right away deals with on Chof Aleph Med Aleph, the first Rashi in the parak. Rashi wonders, that's kind of obvious. I mean, if you can eat it yourself, avadi, you can feed it to your pets or to your animals, you know, it's lav dafka pets, but in those days people had animals and farms and so on. So if you're allowed to eat it yourself, avadi, you're allowed to feed it. So what's the chiddush here, so to speak? So Rashi, ledukaya, so it's for a diuk, okay, to the purpose of our being medayek something. The diuk is, yeah, you're right. Obviously, as long as you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to feed it. But the chiddush is that once you're not allowed to eat it, then you're not allowed to feed it to your animal either. That's not necessarily so obvious, because it could be that there's an isur achila, but you're allowed to have hanah. So many, many things are asur achila, but you're allowed to have hanah from them. So, for example, tray for food, the non-kosher meat or a kosher animal that was slaughtered improperly at a nevela. A nevela means an animal that dies in a manner other than through a proper shechita. That's called a nevela. It could have died of old age. It could have died because somebody shot it, or it could have died because they shechted it, but it wasn't a proper shechita. So that's a nevela. So nevela, you're not allowed to eat it. It's, even if it's a kosher species, it would have been kosher had they shechted it properly, but there was some problem with the shechita. So you're not allowed to eat it, but there's still no prohibition to have hanah from. In fact, the Torah says you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. We discussed that a little bit in talking about Chizki and Aravavo. We'll come back to that. But you're allowed to sell it. So it's lav dafka, just because you're not allowed to eat something. Not allowed, some isurim we discussed. Basa b'chalav, also b'chila, it's also b'hanah. Meat and dairy, a mixture of basa and chalav. But many other isurim achila are not also b'hanah. So Rashi says, the reason the Mishnah tells us, kol shor shemut alecho, v'achila b'hem l'chav al'ofer, even though it's obvious, it gives you the diak that the flip side. It's the flip side is also true, that if you're not allowed to eat it, so then, right, so it's not so partial. The Mishnah teaches us to be medayik, that the flip side is true, that after it's also teach, you're also not allowed to feed it to your animal, okay? The only thing is that it's a good answer, but the problem is the next line in the Mishnah, the next line in the Mishnah says, Ovar zmano osu bahanoso. Right, once the zman of these Isur Achilas Chometz has arrived, so it's also Bahanah. So the Achronim ask, the Sosemis, other Achronim ask, what do you need the Diuk for? Right, the Mishnah says Mefurish, Over Zman, also Bahanah. Okay, right, in other words, there goes your Diuk, but you don't need the Diuk. Rashi seems to imply the whole reason it says, Kol Shor Shemutalechol Machil, is to give you a diak that it's not mutalechol, then it's also not muta to be machil to your animal. Okay, good. That's a good diak. Except if you read further in the Mishnah, you don't need that diak either, because the Mishnah says mefurish. You follow the kasha. That's the question. So some give it teretz, and we really paskin that way in Shulchan Aruch. The Sfasemes gives it teretz, and he says no, because it's also to do anything with it, even to give it to a behema shel hefker. Okay, well, you don't get any hanoah. When I feed something to my animal, so that's, I get hanoah from it, okay, because now I don't have to feed it something else. I'm obligated to feed my animal. I want my animal to be healthy so I can plow the field, whatever I do with it. So therefore, that's considered hanoah for me, right? It's hanoah for me to feed my animal, to make sure my animal's well fed. So that's called an isur hanoah. But if, let's say, I want to give the food to a behema shel hefker, it's not my animal, it's a wild animal out in the woods someplace, or out in the meadow somewhere. So I'm not getting anything out of it. It's not my responsibility. So then maybe there's no hanoah for me. So I would have just had the line of over zman or osur b'hanoah. So, okay. So then I would have known once it's osur for me to eat it, so it's osur for me to feed it to my own animal, because it is a hanoah for me. But, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, the first part of the Mishnah is, machila behema lechayv leofos, even behemas chayv also hefker. So the flip side is, once I can't eat it, I also can't even feed it to a behemas chayv or oaf that's hefker, a wild animal or wild bird. It's not my responsibility. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tav Nem Ches of Orachaim Sivov, it says, also the hachal bepesach chemtza afila behemas achirim o hefker. Okay, I can't feed my chametz on Pesach even to somebody else's animal. I don't get any benefit out of it. I feel to feed it to somebody else's animal or to behemas hefker. I'm not allowed to. Okay, the question is, what exactly is the makor for that? That's also in the afternoon. The question why that is. Right, but that's the din. The din appears in the Shulchan Aruch. So, with that as the backdrop, so then you can understand the diak of Rashi is still necessary. Because you understand, because the Sfasemis as kasha was, what do you need the diak? The Mishnah says you can feed it once the zman is over. You can't feed it to. It's also bahano. Also bahano means I can't feed it to my animals. So what do I need the diak for? In the first part of the Mishnah, it's included. No, the diak is to include even animals who, by feeding it, I don't really get any hano. It's not my responsibility. The question is why that's true. So then, why is it osir taka? Why is it taka osir? In other words, if I'm like, what's it? So why can't I feed the chametz that I have to an animal or a bird that's out in the field somewhere, a hefker, you know, feed it to the ducks or something like that, go to a duck pond? So the Morgan of Rom on that simon, in Simon Tov Mem Ches, the Sivkotin Tess, in Or HaChaim, in Hilchos Pesach, he said the reason is because you still have a, shall we say, a not a physical hanoah, not even a monetary hanoah, but you get a good feeling hanoah, right? Yeah, you know, you like to feed the ducks, you like to feed the animals, right? So you get the will by feeding the animal, okay? And there's a question whether that's taka d'oraisa or not. I mean, that's a funny type of hanoah. Usually hanoah means either you get a physical pleasure out of it or you don't get a physical pleasure, but you get a monetary gain out of it. Here it's neither. The Magen Avraham says it's memali ritzono. You fulfill your will, you know, but you know, it's a little bit funny. It's a funny type of hanoah. So the Chorim wonder, you know, the Pregam Gadam is not so sure that would be an Issa Doraisa. But anyway, that just explains that that line in the Mishnah. Okay. Now, what I wanted to look at next was the Tosas. Okay, Dimaso Kol Shaw. Okay, because Tosas brings up an important point. Tosas brings up an important point, which we really want to focus on for most of the Shia. Excuse me. It's a short Tosus called Shaw. So Avar Zmana Osir Bano, fine. The Osir Limkor, so therefore you're not allowed to sell it. And then Tosus says, we mochar domov mutarin, the ain tofes is domov. Okay? And what this means is the following. If you did sell it, then the coins, the money that I got in exchange is mutter. Sometimes we find where there's an Isser to sell something, an Isser Hano on something, and if I do sell it, the Isser is transferred to the money. I'm not allowed to use that money either. The money is also Osir. The Domim, the money, Domim means money, okay? Domim means money. The Domim, it's called Tofes as Domov. The status of Isser is now transferred, so to speak, to the money. So just like I couldn't use the Chometz, if I sell the Chometz, what I wasn't supposed to do, so whatever money I get is now the Isser is on the money. You follow, that's called Tova. We have it by Shemitah. We have that by other dinim, where we're not allowed to sell something. If I do, so it's Tova, says Domov, and the money is also as well. So Tosus here says, also Limkor, but Vimachar here, Domov Mutarin. Right here, the money is Mutar. Okay? So just on this point, kind of a side issue, but a discussion also in the postgame, of how this Mechira exactly works, just from a point of view of Mechira. Okay, the Nodu Behuda is a tshuva madur tshenel simon samach gimel chelak arachaim. He says that's only true if the guy came and he took the chametz from the Jews' rishus and he took it to his rishus, right? The guy took, he was made a kinyan and took the chametz. Okay, but if the guy never took the chametz, but rather the Jew went to the guy and sold him the closet or the room. That's what we do, right? A lot of times, I'll interrupt myself when we have mechiras chametz. Right, mechiras chametz. On Erev Pesach, you go to the rabbi. So the chametz never leaves your house, right? It's in your cupboard. It's in your living room, right? Not in your living room. I don't know where you keep your chametz. Your kitchen, your dining room, wherever you keep your chametz. You put it in the attic. You put it down in the garage. Whatever you do with it. I remember one time years ago. So we had a housekeeper, a cleaning lady that came, very nice woman. And before Pesach, the weeks before Pesach, after Purim, my wife would explain to her. What chametz is, you know, noodles and different things. And she began take notes at different parts of the cabinet or different cupboards. I'm sure many of you do the same thing in your homes, no? Yeah, many of you do the same thing in your homes. You move the chametz in the weeks before Pesach to a different closet or to a different place in the closet. You know, you want to eat that up. You want to use that up over the next few weeks, right? That's what we do. Also, any cakes, any bread. Okay, so we explained to her, not that she understood everything, but the Cheerios, whatever else, you know, had to be moved. And slowly but surely, we got rid of all that stuff. You know, we rarely have anything left. We try and get rid of everything before Pesach, eat it all up. So some people, we never shop that way. Some people have in their basement and attic boxes and boxes of noodles or boxes and boxes that they buy in bulk from Costco. Okay, good. Nothing wrong with it. Not our practice. And we're at my home, we have more or less we need for the next couple of weeks. You know, some stuff sits longer, but then we get rid of it. So before Pesach, we're usually able to get rid of most of the, almost all of the chametz that we have. So anyway, we're telling this lady we're not allowed to have this chametz in the house on Pesach. So I'm the rabbi of a shul. So a few days before Pesach, I make an announcement that anybody who wants me to sell their chametz should come to my house and, you know, we fill out a paper. I'm sure you're going with a parent who may have done that, right? And so now, just as a side point, it's not that you're selling the chametz to the rabbi. In most cases, you're not selling the chametz to the rabbi. The rabbi is not allowed to own your chametz either. Okay, the rabbi is an issur to own chametz also. When you go to the rabbi, basically, in the way most of the contracts are worded, you're authorizing the rabbi to act as your agent to sell it to somebody else. That's what the people come to my house. So we make a kinyan and make an agreement and fills out a paper. And they authorize me to act as their agent to sell it to chametz. Then Erev Pesach, this year was different because of COVID. We couldn't do things in person. We had to do everything online. But in an ordinary year, Shanam Kitikunam, an ordinary year. So on Erev Pesach, I would go together with a bunch of other rabbanim. We meet up with a non-Jew, and we sell all the chametz to him, right? But the chametz never leaves your house. It stays in your cupboard, in your cabinet, in your attic, in your garage. So how come that's okay? After all, I thought you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. The answer is because it's not your chametz. Right, because when it says "v'lo yerol lecha chometz shalcha yataro," ataro shalacherim, right? You can have. It's not my chometz. It's true. The chometz is in my cupboard. It's in my kitchen. It's in the freezer. We put it, most people put a piece of tape, or they put something to block it, so you don't access it by mistake on Pesach. But most of the time, people keep the box. They cover it up. They lock it up in a closet or in a cabinet downstairs or someplace. But so this lady who was our housekeeper was asking my wife, what are all these people coming to the rabbi for? Why are all these people coming every for a few nights in a row? Before Pesach, people in the shul came to my house. So my wife said, oh, they're coming to sell the chametz to the rabbi. That's what she explained. They're coming to sell the chametz. She said, what? She got very offended. I mean, all these people are going to bring all their chametz to the house. She thought it's going to be more work for her. We've been telling her the last couple of weeks she has to separate all the chametz. Now she thought all these people are going to be bringing more chametz to the house, more chametz to the house, more chametz to the house. So my wife had to explain, no, they don't actually bring their chametz here. It's, you know, whatever. It's a little hard to explain for somebody who's uninitiated, you know, but it doesn't understand all the dinim. But okay. And the chametz never leaves your home, right? So and it can stay in your home. It's okay because it's not yours. So the Notabi Huda says this point that Tosis makes over here, that if you sell it, the damim, the money is mutter. Okay, even though you weren't supposed to sell it, but if you did, the money's mutter. That's only assuming that the goy took the chametz to his house. But if the goy never did, okay, the non-Jew never took the chametz to his house. Just you went to the nochri, to the non-Jew's house, and you sold him the room, let's say, or the cabinet or the cupboard where the chametz is, okay, with some kind of, with the money, with a star, whatever, a valid sale, okay. But he doesn't own it in that sense because he does. I'm talking about if you do it after the zman, so that's the issue, right? Zmano, right? Over zmano, osvano. If you do it after the zman, then it's no good, right? We do the sale with the rabbi and with the non-Jew. We do it before the zman, erev Pesach in the morning, whatever the zman is. We do it a couple hours before then to be safe, right? So then it's okay. But now, if you do it afterwards and the guy never actually takes it, you just go on erev Pesach after midday. Or, you know, one chalamoid or something. You go ahead and you sell the chametz to a non-Jew. He never takes it. Okay, it stays in the Jew's house. Okay, that sale is invalid because the chametz is still considered, it was not really the Jew's own chametz at that point to be able to sell it. Right? It's also about, no, he's not allowed to sell it. He couldn't sell it. So now the goy never really got it. Right? So there, it's no good. But if he actually took it, so then he got it in the sense of hefker and so on. So there you can use the money. So I'm saying Notabi Huda makes that chilek as to when we say limiting, the Tosa says that the money doesn't have kedusha it doesn't have the, sorry, not a kedusha, it doesn't have the iser of chametz on it. I just explained to you how the sale works. But in any event, that's a kind of a side point. But what this brings us into now is an interesting question in terms of selling chametz. So that's what I'd like to look at now. Just a moment. I'll find my papers here. Yeah. So according to Tosas, bottom line, according to Tosas, it's mutter to derive hanah from the money, because and any sort chometz tofes is dumb. The Rambam also holds like that. The Rambam, if you want to look it up, is in Hilchos Macholas Azuras, Perak Ches Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam says iser chometz is not tofes is dumb, so even though you weren't supposed to sell it, if you did, the sale is. If you did, the money is mutter, right? There is no iser. You're allowed to derive benefit from that money, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins and some tough mem gimel of Aruch Chaim Siv Gimel, and the Magen Avraham says like that as well. However, not everyone agrees with that. There is a Rashi, not here in Pesachim, but Rashi in Chulin on Daf Dalamud Beis. Okay, on Daf Dalamud Beis, Rashi says that the person who sold chametz is not allowed to derive any hanah from the money. It is tofes, it's dumb. So it's machlokes. Rashi and Tosas not here in our perek, but the Tosas here on the Chaf Aleph and Aleph Pesachim, the Rashi and Chulin Daf Dalamud Beis disagrees. Okay, disagrees. Now the question is, what type of issue is this? Rashi holds that it's usher to derive hanah from the money that was obtained in the sale of chametz la'achar zmano. After the zman is arrived, now let's sell. If you did, so now the money is also hanah as well. Tosas again, Tosas here in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, okay, all hold that it's not tofes is domov, so you're allowed to use the money. You're in violation, you know, of what you're in violation of, but the issur is not transferred. Issur hanah is not transferred to the money. The money is mutar b'hanah. But Rashi in Chulin Daf Dalamud Beis says it's not true. Okay, Rashi says that the let me just find the Rashi if I can. Chulin Daf Dalamud Beis Dibamas Mipnei Shehein Machlifin. Okay, Mipnei Shehein Machlifin. That's the Rashi. And he says that it's tofus. Okay, it's tofus. Okay, so that's a machlokas. Now, what's the nature of this iser? Well, why should Rashi say that it's osir? So some suggest that it's an iser drabanan. Okay, it's only an iser drabanan. Okay, and that's really a tosus here on our page. Tosus here says it's ain't tofus is domo, and he brings a raya. Look at tosus over here. I read it inside of Rambam in front of you. Kol shor over his mana also and over also limkar is mocher as v'mocher domav mutarim dein tov tomo kiddetan beparik beis the kedushin is a mishnah in kedushin daf nun vav beis mocher and bekidesh b'dmei mekudeshes. Okay, if with that money the man was then mekadesh an isha, because the man was then mekadesh a woman with that money. Today the minig is use a ring, but it doesn't have to be a ring, right? Our custom is to use a ring. But that's only a minig, and I think among certain Sfaradim, even to this day, they don't always necessarily use a ring. They use a coin of some sort. But when you're Mekadosh a woman, so one of the ways you're Mekadosh a woman, the first mission, Maseches Kedushin, Isha nicknames Bekesef, Bestar, Rabia, and the common way of doing it is the Kesef, and you give the woman something of value. It doesn't have to be a ring. The minig is to use a ring. The old minig, right? We show them, talk about this. Sefer Chinuch writes why we use a ring, but it could be anything of monetary value. So we go ahead to use something of monetary value, we can use kesef. So let's say the man sold the chametz, wasn't supposed to. Okay, it's also about no, he sold the chametz to a non-Jew. And now he got money for this chametz. So with that money, he's mekadesh a woman. So the Mishnah says, and that's what Tosfos quotes, machor bekidesh betmei mekudeshes. The kedushin is valid. So obviously, what we think, what Tosfos is trying to say, there's no iser hanah on the money, because if there's iser hanah on the money, how could he use it for kedushin? How could he use that money? How could he use those coins, that money, for kesef kedushin? He wouldn't be allowed to do it. Elamai, so takir is no iser. Okay, it's not the domim are not tofes, and Rashi, who says that the domim are tofsim, right? That they're not allowed to, that there is an iser hanah. But presumably, right, Rashi would have to say, but it's only Issa Drabanan, and that's why the Kedushin counts, right? In other words, when it's only Issa Drabanan, Issa Hanah Drabanan, so then, it could be Mekadosh with that money, because Kedushin is a Deraisa and so on, so therefore, there's an Issa Drabanan, but it doesn't upset or doesn't invalidate the Kedushin, okay? Now, the truth is, Rashi never said that it was only Asa Darbonon, okay? And you don't have to figure out why, you know, what he would do with Kiddushin, okay? One could give the following teretz, okay? And this is what some Rishonim say. Is everyone with me? I mean, am I, everyone follows here what's going on, right? You with me? Okay, so in other words, thank you. So, excellent. So again, yeah. So you hear Tosis, right? Tosis here says that it must be that the Dhamim, that the Issur is not transferred to the money. He wasn't allowed to sell it, but he sold it. He can use the money for Kiddushins. That must mean that the money does not carry with it the Issur. Rashi and Chulin says the money does become Asur B'Hanah. Would say, yeah, but that's only on the Rabbanon level. Therefore, if he used the money for Kiddushin, the Kiddushin is still valid. It wasn't supposed to, but the Kiddushin is still valid. On the other hand, you know, you would have expected Rashi perhaps to clarify whether he's talking on a Daraisa level or a Darabana level. So Rashi does make a chilek. Maybe he's talking, maybe he's talking on a Daraisa. Okay. Yeah. So it could be, okay, that maybe there's a difference. Okay. It could be, this is what there's a Rashi and Tosin Avodah Zar like this. That it's a special din by kiddushin that it's valid. Enochanami, there is an osur b'hanah. So why does the mission allow you to be mekadosh a woman with this money? So that's a kula for the mitzvah puruvu. Okay, in other words, they were makel. Really, it's an issur d'oraisa. You know, it's even d'oraisa. There's an issur on this money, but for the limited purpose of kiddushin. So there's the chachamim said that it's valid. Even though it wasn't fully his money, it's really Asur B'Hanah D'oraisa, but for the sake of the mitzvah Puravu, which is called in other places in the Gemara, mitzvah Rabbah, a great mitzvah. So because of that, they were makel in this instance. That's what some suggest. That's what those are actually suggesting of a Lazar in one place. Okay. And others say that no, we only said that the Domim are have Asur B'Hanah is if you use the Dhamim for something where it's obvious you used it for that money. Like say you bought Peros or Kalim or something like that. Okay. So that, you know, it's clear that you use, but with a woman, it's not necessarily obvious because you can be Mekadosh her in different ways. Right? You can be Mekadosh her in different ways. You don't have to use money. You can use a ring. You can use a star. There are other ways to do it. So it's less obvious. Okay. When you buy Peros, when you buy Kalim, you buy it with money. So there, it's obvious that it was, it was money oriented. So there, the Issur Hanah is on the money as well, and even on the Raisa level. But when it comes to Kiddushin, we're Makel again. The first shot was just we're Makel because of Puravu. The second shot is we're Makel here because, the Makel here because the only Issur what Rashi means when Rashi says that the Domim are Tofsin the Issur, right, the Issur extends to the money, it's only for things you would ordinarily always buy with money. He never meant it for Kiddushin. So bottom line is there's ways to get out of it. There's ways to get out of the Kasha or the Raya from Tosis. I don't know. We don't know what Rashi's saying. Rashi may only mean the whole concept of the Issur being transferred to the money. That may only be the Rabbanon to begin with. And you could say, well, all right, that you can be Mekadosh woman with it. What we're saying now is even if you hold this Doraisa, even if you hold the Rashi means Doraisa, but it may not apply to Kiddushin, either because in general by Mekel by Kiddushin because it's Purvu, or Mekel here because it's not so Nikar, it's not so recognizable that it was done through the medium of money. Okay. Yeah. Another possibility, a third possibility is, okay, a third possibility is that it could be true of everything. But how far does this issue with the money go? Okay, how far? Let's say I went ahead and I sold the chametz and I got the money. So now the money is Asur B'Hanah. Now I went ahead and I bought money. I went to the butcher. I bought some meat with that money. So now he's got the money. Does it go on indefinitely? Right? I mean, that money is never going to be, for some things it does. Okay, there's chilufim, chilufehen, and chilufehen. Right? How far does it go? All right, so here, one can suggest that maybe what Rashi meant is only for me it's Asur. But when I give the money, you know why the kiddushin works? Because now that it's in her hands, she is allowed to use that money. So she received kesef kiddushin. She received money that she's allowed to have an off from. The only issue is on the original person, on me. I sold chametz that I wasn't supposed to sell. So on me, it's also b'hana. But if I use that money that's also b'hana and I give it to her, so she has gotten the whole idea of the kesef kiddushin is something she gets hana from. So she's allowed to get hana. It's only on the original person, not the. It's not like electricity. It's conducted. You know, it stops. Okay, the issue stops. So that's another reason why you could say over there. Okay, and then you don't have to. You know, then you don't have to distinguish between Kalim and what we just said, the second teretz, said, well, it's only on things that are recognizable that the transference is through money, like when you buy fruit, we buy objects and so on. You don't need to come on to that. You could say no. It's here with the woman. The point is that she is receiving something for which she is allowed to have an off. On the other hand, not everyone agrees with that. You could say it does go on, and you would have to go back to one of the other teretzim. But you follow with me? Okay, that's the that's different ways that Rashi could get out of that, so to speak, get out of that problem. Okay, and again, since she's mutter b'hana, and that we shown him there in Kiddusha Nun Vav, if you want to look it up there, and again, I'll have it on the sheet, we shown him there in Kiddusha Nun Vav, say that. They say that she's Mikudeshes, even though it's also b'hana, but the fact that it's also b'hana is for him, since she gets it, okay, and she's mutter b'hana, then it's, even though according to in his hands it wasn't right, but the Kiddusha is valid, okay? So, but getting back to our main issue over here. So again, what we come to is that according to, we read according to Tosos here, the first Tosos in our parak, Tizra Masa Kol Shoah, and according to the Rambam, and that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that's how Magen Avraham brings, you're allowed to derive benefit from selling the money that you got. Anyway, you weren't supposed to sell it, but if you did, the Issa Chometz is not Tofes, is Domov. Okay, and the money is mutter. Rashi and Chulin says the money is usur. Maybe only means Isidor Abonin, in which case we can understand why it's valid for Kiddushin, or maybe it means even Isidor Iser, but for other reasons it's valid for Kiddushin also. Okay, so that's what we have to, look at it both ways. It's an interesting question. You know, what about other Isur Hano? What about other Isur Hano? Rashi talks in that Rashi, he talks with there are other Isur Hano, and not only for eating purposes, but for example, there's something called the Shor HaNiskol. You know, a Shor HaNiskol is an animal. Let's say I have a shor. I have an animal, and I didn't guard my animal properly, and as a result, the animal went ahead and gored. So if it gored the first time, I have to pay only Chatzi Nezek. You ever learned Baba Kama? Somebody learned Baba Kama. If you learned Baba Kama, you remember this, right, at the very beginning. So the first three times if a shor gores, so then it's also b'hanoah. Then it's you pay chatzi nezek because we can't really blame the owner. How do you know the animals all of a sudden never did this before? All of a sudden he went crazy and gored some other animal, damaged some other animal. So to let the owner off scot free, what do you mean? The poor fellow, I was minding my own business. I'm walking the street, and all of a sudden your animal gored my animal. So you got to pay me something. So you pay chatzi nezek. Pasuk chumash, okay, mishpatim, right? You pay. Bechatz was kaspo, right? You pay half. Same thing happened the second time, third time. It happens already after three times. So then the owner has to pay Nezek Shalom. He's going to have to pay full damages if the animal goes again a fourth time, because then he can't claim, well, what do you mean? I didn't know. You didn't know. The animal's already done this three times. Okay, so over the course of 3 days, he did it three times. So you should have been more careful. By now you know the animal is no longer a docile animal. Obviously, it's a wild animal, so you got to keep it on a leash. You got to keep it in the corral, the pen somewhere, right? So you didn't do that, so you got to pay. Okay, but that's by a short time versus a short mood. Now, the truth is, if a short kills a person, okay, if a short kills a person, then even after the first time, the short has to be put to death. That's called a short haniskol. Sokol, you sokol a short. A short, you put the short to death, a short haniskol. Now, after the short has been put to death, so they're not allowed to use the carcass, the skin or anything else. It's also b'hanoah. So bottom line is that, or what's important for our purpose at the moment, is that Rashi over here links the Issur of Chometz to the Issur to Shor HaNiskol, that it's also b'hanoah. And apparently Rashi's saying in general that all these Suri HaNoah, which are Daraisa, Shor HaNiskol is Daraisa. It says, you're not allowed to use the Shor HaNiskol. That's a the carcass, the Shor HaNiskol. That's a din d'oraisa. So any other type of Issur HaNoah d'oraisa also The tofes is dumb. If you did sell it, you did get benefit, so the money becomes osur also. There's a question in Achronim whether, what about if someone's only osur hana b'drabanan? Okay, the osur hana only drabanan. Does this isur that Rashi introduces, is that only by osur hana daraisa, like chometz, like shor niskol? What about someone that's only osur hana b'drabanan? You could argue with drabanan, we wouldn't go that far, because we have a general principle called ein gozrin Zera l'gzera. The whole thing is drabanan to begin with. Not to say that the tofes is dama of another gzera, that the one gzera drabanan that this is also b'anon. Now you're going to say that if you sell it improperly, you weren't allowed to, but you did, it's going to be an isser on the money. That's a gzera l'gzera. That far Rashi wouldn't go. When you're dealing with isser b'anon b'daraisa, any isser b'anon b'daraisa, so if you sell it, tofes is dama, but not if it's a drabanan, then in goes in gzera l'gzera. Okay, so that's a question. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is, Rashi gives a reason, okay? Rashi gives a reason. By the way, just as another side point, another reason why Issa Anoa Drabanan may be different is based on a very important principle, okay? And Achronim mentioned this, and I'm just sharing it to you because I think you should be aware of in your general learning. The Rabbanan, when they make an Issa, then maybe some of you have come across this before, the Rabbanan can't create, I may have even mentioned this in one of the earlier shurim, did I? The Rabbanan can't create an Isser on a Chefza. Did I mention this? I didn't mention it. No, maybe not. I can't remember which I mentioned. I did mention it, right? Yeah. The Rabbanan can't create an Isser on a Chefza. They can only create an Isser on a Gavra. Say, you can't do this. But they can't create, only the Torah can create an Isser on a Chefza. Okay, but they can't, the Rabbanan can't create an Isser on a Chefza, just on a Gavra. Okay, so a Mela, anything which also drabanan, anything also b'hanav drabanan is on the gavra, okay. But this whole idea of tofes is damav is that the iser on the chefza of chametz is transferred to the money, so it's a whole, it's a chefza oriented issue. So that it can't work when it iser hanav is only drabanan to begin with. If something only also b'hanav drabanan level to begin with, so the whole concept of tofes is damav doesn't apply. Not just because of gzera l'gzera, you can't make a drabanan on top of another drabanan. That's called ein gozrin gzera l'gzera. That's the first approach. You can't make a drabanan, one drabanan on top of another drabanan. You already have this drabanan that's also b'ana, and now you're saying not only also b'ana, but it's tofes is damav. So you can't have a drabanan on top of another drabanan. Okay, but the second approach is, even forgetting about that, even if you want to say like the second shot we said in Rashi before, that the Issa Ano is on a Doraisa level, okay, but when something's only Issa Ano but Drabanan, to begin with, that's an Issa on the Gavra. But here, the whole concept of Tofes Damav means that whatever Issa was Chal on the item is now Chal on the money that you got for selling the item. But again, that's Cheft oriented. It doesn't apply by Issa Ano. Okay, all right, so that's a question, you know, just that's kind of a side point, but it's worth being aware of. Now, Rashi said the reason why he thinks the Dhamma of Asa Bahanah is because it was Mutar Bahanah, then, you know, Im Kain, Nimsa Dhamma in Pesach, right? Then the Chometz would have monetary value. We have a rule that Chometz has no monetary value for the owner, okay? It's worth zero. The Chum declared that doesn't have any worth. It doesn't have any monetary value. Now, if Rashi said, if it's mutar bahana, okay, if the domim, if the money would be mutar bahana, so then it would turn out that chometz does have monetary value, because I'm now using money which I got for this chometz for something which was just something else that I want that has monetary value, because I got money for it. I can use this money. So that's kind of like Rashi's raya. Okay, the over there in Chulin, Tosfos reject that raya because, you know, the chametz, you know, even if you weren't allowed to sell the chametz, still the chametz would not have monetary value. There's almost like a gzeres hakosav. The chametz is considered valueless. The chametz is considered valueless. So even if you could get hanaf from its damim, that doesn't change the fact that it's still considered valueless. It's almost like gzeres hakosav. And what Tosfos basically is saying is that as long as the chefetz of the chometz does not lend itself to having hana, so even if there's some way for the gavra to derive hana, nonetheless it's even though some way for the person to derive hana from it, but that doesn't change the fact that the chefetz is considered valueless. Okay, that's how Tosfos would say it. Okay, yeah. And yeah, okay, this connects to now. By the way, the Tosas Dan Chulin, and also there's a Tosas of Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis. All right, says it's also the Rabbanan to get any Hanoah. It's only also the Rabbanan to get Hanoah from something which is flipped, you know, what's called Chalipe or Chalufe Yisra Hanoah. So there's a Tosa, even though Tosa, our Gemara here disagrees, Tosa Chulin elsewhere agrees with that Rashi. So it's not just that Rashi, all right? And if you look up at the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Mem Ches, and see if hey, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Mem Ches, Siv Gimel, so Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, like the Rambam, like Tosas, that you're allowed to derive benefit, that it's not Tofes as Domov. However, the Taz, it was one of the commentators inside of the page in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz disagrees. Okay, the Taz disagrees in the Mechaber, and he passes like against the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that there, that, you know, that there is an Isser, although he says only also the Rabbanon, not like that other Tzad that we said in Rashi. It's the Raisa, but that it's an Isser with the Rabbanon. So, you know, this is just. I'm sorry, is there a question? Yeah.
Rebbe, would it be possible to answer Rebbe's question based off the Rabbanon's power to only affect the Gavra by saying Rebbe's answer about Kedushin, about how once she has the money, it's no longer an Isser, because the Isser really it only is on the Gavra, and that's why once she gets the money, there's no more problem, because the Rabbanon can only make an Isser Gavra on him. Well, so really, the money is only Isser.
Okay, theoretically, they can, I hear. I mean, you can give the same teretz. That is the din. The din is she's allowed. Maybe that's why. Right,
right, exactly why. I'm saying because the Gezerah is only on him.
I think that these Rishonim over there in Kedushin are saying even if you hold it's the Raisa, even if you hold that it's the Raisa. I think you're right. But I'm saying even if you hold this the Raisa, you know, it would still be valid for Kiddushin. That's what I was saying before. But you're right. Misora would make a lot of sense.
Isn't that a kind of Eov and Mahani? Right? That if, even if
there's... Yeah, you're not allowed to sell the Eov and Mahani. Is this one? Yeah.
Mahani Memeo, there's a Chalos Kiddushin because even though he wasn't supposed to do it, once she has it and she has the...
Usually Ovid Mahani, though, is on that very act here to two steps, right? I sold it. I wasn't supposed to sell it. And now I use the money for Kiddushin. You know, it wasn't...
That's also the Raisa.
Right, I understand.
I don't
think this is one of the Yad Mahani examples. You have to look there. Tumur Daf Dalet has all the case of Yad Mahani. Those who are not familiar, Yad Mahani means, let's say the Torah says not to do something, and I go ahead and I do it, okay? So is it valid or not? Let's say we'll take a simple case: selling something on Shabbos, right? I'm not allowed to sell on Shabbos, but let's say I do, right? So is the mechira valid? Right? That was an example of Yovan Mahani, many other examples of there's a machokas Rabban Abaye in the beginning of Temura, and there's a whole pack.
I think one of the cases in Temura is a case of Yisuri Ana. I think it's a case of Orla.
Yeah, Orlo or Shemitah, the map also, I think, right?
That Shemitah was Lav D'Oraisa, we said. There of Orla.
Maybe right. I have to refresh my memory.
In Avodah Zarah and Beis.
Right. That's what I was talking about before. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. In Avodah Zarah, Tosfos and Beis, where there's a comparison between Avodah Zarah, Orla, and Eslan Zona.
Right. That's Tosfos. Yeah. Right. So it could be. I don't remember now. So it could be. I have to think.
I think one of those cases because that would be exactly what Rebbe's saying. Is that even though it's an Issa D'Oraisa,
I have to think about the application.
As long as there's bilus on the Yisrael Anah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then, even though it's still Asr Banah, you can't use it, or he can't use it. And maybe.
But if you did use it, it's valid.
No, but Chalos Kiddushin still works because there was Memela Mais and Asina.
Right. So that's what I think the Rishonim are saying, but I don't think they're saying it because of Yovid Mahani. I think they're saying they are saying Sof Kol Sof. And again, because she can use it, right? So she got the Hanoah from it, right? I mean, you know, the Gemara in Kiddushin, for example, has cases by Hanoah where he gave her money. I'm sorry, she gave him money, and that counts for Kiddushin. Remember that? Around Zion somewhere, right? She gave him money. How could it be? Because she's so happy he accepted it. Let's say I have I'm going to go to the whatever, whoever you respect very much, you give him Matana. Yeah, you give Matana, you give Shalach Manas to somebody who's very choshev and accept it from, I'm so excited. It's like I got something out of it. But I got something. I gave him the. So we have like that. It's an autumn choshev, you know, and she gives him a present. He takes it and he says, I'll give you the Kiddush. So she can get hana. But I hear you. So I have to give it some thought.
That would be a different. There's also that svara, which is
right. That's
what I thought. If she accepts anything, it's okay.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I didn't see them say other money. Yeah.
But as long as there's a mice and a sina,
yes,
and you can say there's a chavos mice and a sina on yisuri hana because it's a kind of yavi mahani.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. I have to look again. I want to see, you know, the sugya that you have done some work on that one time in my life. And, you know, it's a question of how we pass, like the whole issue there. And those who are familiar, again, it starts in Temurah because you're not allowed to, Temurah means you're not allowed to replace one animal with another. Let's say I have another animal, one animal, which, and I say I'm going to take, I designate as a korban. Now I take another animal. So who, Temurah, so you're Kodesh. All right, flip, they're both going to Kodesh. So from there, the Gemara has a whole big discussion. Let's say, you're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael, it's Mises, right? You're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael permanently. I do. Is the sale valid? All these cases the Gemara brings up. So it's worth thinking about. I'm not going to say nobody says it over here. I wouldn't presume to say such a thing. And it certainly has a certain logic to it, but we'll have to see. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Belinda, again, I apologize I didn't have the sheets, but I'll give you these sheets and the next sheets for next time as your Monday, next Monday evening. So, again, I don't know if everybody knew this year was on, but you can let people know.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
Bye-bye. Can I...
Thank you.
Okay.